Thursday, so techno time as ever on the Peterborough Breakfast Show. And as the riots continue in most cities across the UK over the last few days, the use of technology played a pivotal role. BlackBerry Messenger has been blamed for a lot of the problems, but various communities have been using Twitter and other sites to sort of spread the rumours and spread the disease. Matt Hagger, of course, is our resident geek from E-Man Scatter. He's here. Morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Now, naughty BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah, you know, as we've seen in the last few days, there's been a combination of technologies that have kind of appeared to help rioters and looters, but also help coordinate efforts to sort everything out. And we've seen, as you say, BlackBerry and Twitter being the contributors to this.
Both. Why were BlackBerry particularly mentioned? They've got some sort of messaging service that's secretive, have they?
Well, basically, you see, BlackBerry Messenger is priced slightly lower than some of the iPhones and Android devices that are used for Twitter, and it's a good device for communicating within closed networks. They have this thing called BlackBerry Messenger. Basically, users have this thing which is called BBM PIN, which they can make messages private. So you put your PIN out, and then anybody can contact you with that PIN, and you can have a private conversation with anybody else who has a BlackBerry phone, meaning that obviously private chats can start to evolve and things can take place that nobody can actually know about unless you're part of that private group, yeah.
Right, so they can effectively, you know, there's no trace of what they're messaging about. And this thing has been banned in some countries, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been banned in some countries, and I'm not sure what's going to happen now. I know RIM, a Research in Motion, a company who build BlackBerry smartphones, are assisting with anything that they can to help kind of catch and trace some of the chats that have been had. But then there's a privacy thing there, and, you know, I heard that some hackers had contacted RIM and said that if you disclose some of this information, we'll disclose all your information. So it's a very tricky and sensitive situation.
And Twitter, of course, has been at the forefront of all of this as well.
Well, Twitter can be used. That's the great thing about Twitter is it is a fantastic piece of technology. It can be used for good, it can be used for not so good. But in this case, I have to say, without Twitter, I don't know how we'd have been able to effectively coordinate the cleanup of London, actually, because how Twitter works is that when you add what is called a tweet, the 140 characters...
When you write something and send it out to
your mates.
Into
Twitter, you can use what's known as a hashtag. So basically, what you do is, if you want a keyword to aggregate into a search term, all you do is put a hash and then that word after it. So what happened with Twitter is when the riots were actually breaking out, we had people in London on the streets taking photos, eyewitness accounts, actually hashtagging that London riots. And all these real-time opinions, news and views were appearing in the Twitter stream, which meant that it was actually much more... real and sort of like compelling than watching traditional broadcast, actually.
Yeah, so people could just go onto that London riots hashtag and see everything that was specific to that story, effectively.
Yeah, exactly, as opposed to kind of watching some of the mainstream rehashed footages of sort of burning buildings and confusing one city with another. You're actually getting people looking out their window in real time, posting specific information, which was far more real.
So ahead of the game, really.
It was, but the other problem with Twitter is that if you get too many people kind of putting opinions and speculation into that stream, then it fuels desire that something's happening when it's not, which could almost validate the idea of actually looting in a place. So there was calls on it's completely open, Twitter, so the community were kind of like, some people were saying, please don't tweet things unless you know they're actually happening, because all you're doing is adding